Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time
to catch a cheater.
Only on The Jubal Show.
Addison is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater. She's been married to her husband, Eli, for 2 years. They've been together for 5 years, but now she thinks something might be going on. So hopefully we find out he isn't. But Addison, we're here to help you out. So tell us what's going on. Why do you think Eli might be cheating on you?
So we moved here about a year ago in January. So Eli was really quick to make friends. Like, he has work, he has like his sport rec league and everything like that. I work from home and we bought a bit of a fixer upper. So I've been really focused on the house. So he's out a lot more than I am. So he's been really working a lot recently and the work is upticking and he's just out a lot with his work friends. But he just keeps talking about one of his coworkers, Amber. Mm-hmm. And I know that they've been working really closely together on a few projects. And like, I don't necessarily want to accuse him of anything. It's just kind of like setting off some alarm bells for me. And I kind of want to get another opinion.
So you haven't asked him about any of this yet?
No, but it's a lot of like, so he just talks about her a lot. And it's like, it's getting to the point where I hear about her like almost every day in terms of like, Amber did this, Amber said that, isn't that like so funny type of thing. So with the holidays coming up and since like the traveling is so far this year, like this is the first time we actually have to get on a plane to go home. I'm just trying to make plans. And I brought it up and we like switch back and forth between families for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so I was trying to make plans and he said that he just can't swing it this year because of work. So I'm really kind of concerned about that. And granted, like, this is a new job. He's trying to get established and I know he has a ton of work. So I'm really understanding in that arena. But that along with just how often he's talking about his work friends and how often he goes out is just a little suspicious for me.
Did he tell you to go without him or was it like, okay, then we'll stay home this time?
Yeah, and he told me to do that. I'm still up in the air whether or not I'm going to. Like, I know that my family is going to be really happy to see me and everything like that. But it's also going to be really sad to spend Thanksgiving without him if he's not going.
And leave him behind and open for Amber.
Yeah.
I mean, the flip side of this was that he's so openly talking about her that I didn't think it would be that big of a deal. It's just the working during the holidays and all of the reasons for not being around you, like it's fine, especially around the holidays, is a little flaggy.
Have you met any of his coworkers, like even if it is Amber or just any of them in general?
So I haven't met Amber. I did meet like one or two of his coworkers one night when they were dropping him off. But yeah, not Amber, which is kind of like, that's the main person I'm concerned about at this point. But yeah, and I also don't want to be like tagging along with him and his work friends. Like, I feel like I haven't really established like many friendships of my own here or anything. So that's been like kind of low on my priority list, honestly, is to feel like I'm tagging along with his stuff.
Okay, well, we'll try to figure it out for you. You already told us what grocery store you guys are rewards card members at, so we'll do the usual and call and pretend to be from the grocery store and tell him that he's this month's big winner of a dozen long-stem red roses delivered to anyone that he wants, and we'll see if he sends those to you or to somebody else, okay?
Sounds good.
Play a song, come back, and then call him and get you to catch a cheater next.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
It's time
to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
Right in the middle of To Catch a Cheater, if you're just joining us, Addison is on the phone, and she thinks that her husband of 2 years, they've been together for 5 years total, might be cheating on her, so we're about to call him and pretend to be from the grocery store that they're a rewards card member at and say that we do a promotion every single month where one of our rewards card members wins free flowers delivered to anybody that they want, and we'll see if he sends those to his wife or to somebody else, and hopefully he's not cheating. But Addison, before we do that, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on your situation?
So we're in a new city. He's been spending a lot of time at work, and especially with his new coworker called Amber. I haven't met her. I don't really know the situation. And so he doesn't want to travel home for Thanksgiving and is telling me to go instead.
Hopefully he's not, but are you ready to call him?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, this is Gorbel calling from. I was looking for a rewards card member named Eli.
Yes, this is Eli.
Hi, Eli. Please don't hang up. This is not a marketing phone call. I'm actually calling with some good news. Congratulations. You're this month's big winner.
Thank you, guys. Not sure what this is. They're cool.
The flowers.
The flowers. Okay. I'm not sure. What does that mean?
Oh, maybe you don't know. Every single month, we choose one rewards card member, totally random, who wins free flowers delivered from our floral department. You just won 36 long stem red roses, a box of candy, and a card to be delivered to anybody that you want, absolutely free.
This is fantastic. I guess what happens next?
It's very easy. I can take the information down in just a matter of minutes over the phone. If you want to do that right now and you know who you want to send them to, I could do that.
Yeah, no, we can just do it over the phone. That's fine.
Perfect. First and last name of the person that you'd like to send them to first.
Sure. So her name is Addison.
Last name?
Same as mine. It's actually my wife.
And do you want a card to go with that?
Yeah. So let's write in, I love you, princess. Let's get dinner out tonight and talk about the holidays, but spelled D-A-Z-E.
Holidays. Because you're in a daze.
Yeah.
It's crazy, yeah. Well, then I'll just let you know that this is not the grocery store. My name is Jubal. This is a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Nina on the show.
Oh, my.
I'm Victoria.
Hilarious. Yeah, I know you guys. I know I've heard this show before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have. Have you heard the To Catch a Cheater segment?
Yes, I have. And I feel like this was a little bit of a trap, but yes, I have.
Well, it's a truth seeker.
Yeah. Your wife is on the phone, and this is a segment that we do to see who people send flowers to in case they might be cheating.
Okay. Okay.
I'm
a little confused why we're doing this.
I don't know. It was feeling really suspicious with, you know, wanting to come home for the holidays and the uptick in work. And, like, you just keep talking about Amber a lot. And I'm just feeling the outside and something's just not quite adding up. So I'm really happy to hear that you don't want to send flowers to anybody but me.
No, I definitely do not. I promise you that there isn't anything you need to worry about with Amber. In fact, Amber's wife, Sarah, would probably laugh at this too.
Oh,
plot twist.
Addison, so I did lie about having to work on the holidays a little bit. So Addison, the part in this note about the holiday, you know, about us traveling home. Look, you know, we've been together for years now, and every year we go back and forth to our families and we try to be good kids to our parents and all that. But now that we've moved away, life's a little bit different, and I wanted to propose to you over the holidays, but, you know, and talk to your parents first, of course, about doing it. And I thought it'd be a nice little change if we do a Friendsgiving this year. This way I can introduce you to Amber and her wife, Sarah. Plus, I've been kind of friendly with some of your work friends a little bit. And maybe have them over to kind of ease into this new surroundings and our new living situation before we kind of do that.
Communication is key here, y'all. How this didn't come up before is blowing my mind. No offense, bro. But I mean, there's so much room for interpretation.
Wait, so you want to have people over and do more of a holiday thing at our place?
Yeah, basically that's what my thought was, kind of a Friendsgiving, and just have people over, kind of just hang out and not worry about work stuff, have, you know, these people introduce you to some of my work friends, ones that you don't know, like Amber, you know, have some of your work friends over too, and just be just kind of chill about it and just be open about it. And babe, I mean, I was a little, I guess, scared or just, you know, not sure about how to bring it up. Because I know how close you are to your family. I know this means a big deal to you. going back there for the holidays. I didn't want to upset you. I know you're still trying to get comfortable with the new surroundings and, you know, the new living situation. Honestly, I don't know how else to bring it up. So that was kind of my thought with this.
Yeah. And I mean, I think the thing that doesn't make sense is like pushing me to go home anyway. So I understand why you'd be hesitant to bring it up and everything, but I don't know. I would be happy to have people over and do our own thing. Honestly, like traveling is so much, especially around the holidays. So I do think it's kind of time to like have our own traditions around some of these things.
Side note, I think there's one thing that you guys are forgetting and why it's so important to communicate. I know you've been spending the holidays with your families, but who's cooking? Who's in charge of the food? Like, that needs so much preparation. Like, you're stressing me out right now. If my man did not tell me that I was cooking in a week for all of these people, I would be flipping out.
It's a potluck. Y'all can figure it out.
I hope so.
Maybe Amber's wife is cooking. That's also another thing.
Okay, my bad, but oof, that had me going for a second.
Yeah, that's all Nina's worried about.
Yeah, because some people have to actually feed people on the holidays.
Yeah, maybe we're getting it catered with such little notice.
There you go.
Yeah, so I trust you, and I'm sorry I brought you on the radio, but I love you, and I'm so excited to do the holidays together.
I'm excited too, babe, and I love you, and I guess I should have been more clear and more communicative, and I apologize, and we're going to figure this out, and let's go out for dinner tonight and discuss it more, and I think we're going to be okay, though.
And you guys can do the thing with the mashed potatoes.
The what?
What?
You don't know about the thing with the mashed potatoes?
No.
Man, I need to learn.
I'm scared to learn.
We're just going to say you eat it, duh, but anyway.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
Bean Dad. The Dress, 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.